Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined by Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo, who is very much in the middle of the proceedings last night. And first of all, thanks for joining us again, Captain. What can you tell us as far as an update on arrests? The 7 as of last night, has that increased?
Good morning. As far as the numbers of arrests, we are working on additional arrests today. We've called in our detective squad in our districts to start reviewing not only all the video surveillance, but also some pieces of evidence that's now been recovered in terms of some of the looting. So, as I said last night, we are expecting additional arrests, and it's just a matter of some time that it'll take to put that together.
Among those arrests, very much anticipated the perpetrator at City Hall. A lot of talk about that. Anything on that?
We've recovered some extremely good footage of that person. He was foolish enough to do this in front of a news crew. So we will be putting a very, very laser focus on that person to bring them to justice.
Now, you had indicated in your very early this morning press statement that these individuals, many of them that perpetrated the violent aspects of what came after the protests, were not from the city. Can you be more definitive on that? The people who are under arrest, are they literally not from the city of Buffalo?
We will be releasing the locations of where these people reside that were arrested a little later on today. As far as my statement last night, we have had protests and demonstrations in the city for years and years and years. We have never seen violence like we saw last night. We have never seen looting and rioting, and unfortunately it found its way to our great city yesterday. The people that were engaging in that activity, it's never happened here before. We don't want to believe that people within our community would engage in that. As I said yesterday, during the demonstration, as soon as the crowd started to turn, we saw hundreds and hundreds of people begin to leave that demonstration. Those are people that are residents of the city. Those are people that are residents of our greater community that were not there for that purpose. You know, it's a difficult thing to understand. It's a difficult thing to understand why people would suddenly take this tragic, tragic death of this person and try to turn it into a reason to riot and loot and injure people.
And you also indicated in your earlier statement from overnight that you were, to some extent, prepared for this. Is this because of intelligence received, or just you had clearly observed what happened in other cities and figured something like this might happen here?
You know, we have for years and years now done a great job of building strong relationships within the community. We receive information from community partners, community stakeholders, just general members of the public, and they have done a phenomenal job of informing our department when issues arise. We saw that a lot of these protests around the country, especially around the state, surrounding Mr. Floyd's death, were quickly turning violent with anger and aggression towards law enforcement.
And what about the preparations for today? We're under the understanding, as of right now, that Mark Poloncarz will make some sort of remark about whether or not a curfew is imposed at some point this afternoon. What kind of preparations have you and other agencies made?
As of last night, we've spoke with all of our partners that will once again be offering assistance if needed to the city. And I can tell you that we have a conference call set up in approximately an hour to start making some additional decisions in terms of what we feel we will need for tonight.
And I know what has been somewhat helpful is that in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic, not a lot of officers currently testing positive or, in fact, sick from this. So I'm guessing from a manpower standpoint, you're in a pretty good spot?
We are. Thankfully, our numbers have remained extremely low, as well as other municipalities. But again, we can't forget that that virus is still very much alive in our community. People that attend these demonstrations are obviously putting their own health and safety at risk just from a virus standpoint, as well as also jeopardizing the health and safety of every first responder that had to be there last night, from police officers to paramedics to firefighters. It's something I've never seen in my career in the city of Buffalo.
And you and others have been very, very succinct in trying to point out the difference between what started as a very peaceful protest, but then turned around after a couple of hours. Anything to say to either or both groups about going forward here?
I think that most of the activist groups in the city will agree that this department goes far, far above and beyond to protect their First Amendment rights to assemble. We have done multiple things in terms of helping with traffic control, crowd control, allowing people to exercise their freedoms. We believe in them. We respect them. The difference is when the first rock, the first bottle gets thrown, that then takes a turn. That no longer becomes safe for people who have a right to exercise their First Amendment. And we have to stop that level of violence before it gets any worse.
Well, Captain, very much appreciate the time. No, it's been not one of those nights where you get an awful lot of rest, but appreciate the work you and the rest of the force continue to do and all the agencies involved in what had gone on overnight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.